The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. This episode, we're going to start out with some entertainment news. First off, in case you didn't hear about it, actor Tom Hanks gave a thumbs down to Jeff Bezos' offer to go to space. Why? Hanks said the price is just too high, telling Jimmy Kimmel, yeah, he's doing well, but he's not about to shell out the bucks needed for the quickie ride to space. Hanks also paid tribute to actor Peter Scolari, who starred with Hanks on the TV sitcom Bosom Buddies. Scolari died of cancer on October 22nd. Mariah Carey is apparently the queen of Christmas. All you have to do is ask her, thanks to her hit Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas is You. Last week, Carey had a funny response after someone tweeted about a note on a bar jukebox saying her hit holiday song will be skipped if played before December 1st, and only allowed one time a night after that date. The song remains an essential part of Christmas. In fact, it might be bigger than ever. In December 2019, on the song's 25th anniversary, for example, it finally hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Carey has claimed that this song alone has earned her $60 million in royalties, and it is the best-selling Christmas single by a female artist, selling over 16 million copies. Bing Crosby's White Christmas has sold the most physical copies, 50 million, making it officially the biggest-selling song of all time in the world of digital downloads. YouTube plays and streams All I Want for Christmas is You far outstrips it. The four highest-watched YouTube videos of the song, for example, have 900 million views between them. All right, PNC Arena schedule. Friday, November 19th, it's Genesis, The Last Domino, one of the most successful and legendary rock bands of all time. Genesis has sold more than 100 million albums with numerous top 20 hits, including Invisible Touch, Into Deep, and Turn It On Again, while also being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010. Coming up Wednesday through Sunday, December 8th through the 12th at PNC Arena, Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Wednesday, December 15th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, also known as TSO, the multi-platinum progressive rock group, is bringing its highly anticipated winter tour back. This year's long-awaited tour celebrates the 25th anniversary of the group's landmark album, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, the three-time certified platinum album that launched the group to superstardom and spawned the Bring the Whole Family rock holiday tradition that has now played to more than 17 million fans all across the country. And moving into 2022 at PNC Arena, Thursday, February 10th, it's the Imagine Dragons, their Mercury Tour. Saturday, February 12th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Tuesday, March 1st, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream, the Tour. Saturday, March 19th, Winter Jam 2022, Christian music's biggest multi-artist tour. Sunday, March 27th, the original Harlem Globetrotters. And then coming up next summer, Friday, July 22nd, New Kids on the Block, Mixtape Tour 2022. And following that, Shawn Mendes with Dermot Kennedy, Wonder, the World Tour. Sunday, July 31st, Rage Against the Machine, the Public Service Announcement Tour. And then in August, Roger Waters, This Is Not a Drill Tour. Okay, checking out Deepak's upcoming schedule. Tuesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 14th, Escape to Margaritaville, the musical comedy featuring both original songs and your most loved Jimmy Buffett classics, including Fins, Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and many, many more. Tuesday, November 16th, it's John Fogerty, of course, as leader of the Creedence Clearwater Revival, or CCR. John Fogerty forged a distinctive, groundbreaking sound all his own, equal parts blues, country, pop, rockabilly, R&B, swamp boogie, and southern fried rock and roll. Thursday, November 18th, PNC Arena, a conversation with Stacey Abrams, an evening of candid conversation and insights on politics, leadership, entrepreneurship, social justice, and being a true voice for change. Friday and Saturday, November 19 and 20, it's Watch House. This is formerly Mandolin Orange. With the change of name comes an artistic rebirth. While still firmly rooted in poetic Appalachian folk, there's a sonic adventurous inform by American primitivism and ambient soundscapes that gives Marlon and France's songs a new, unknowable allure. Sunday, November 21st, Deepak, ZZ Top. They lay undisputed claim to being the longest-running major rock band with original personnel intact, with one exception, of course. And in 2004, the Texas Trio was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Friday and Saturday, November 26th and 27th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. What happens after an artist has achieved his dreams? That was the major question Jason Isbell was asking himself, leading up to the creation of his newest album, Reunions, recorded with the 400 Unit. Sunday, November 28th at Deepak, Jason Mraz live and acoustic with Toca Rivera. Grammy winning musician Jason Mraz will re-release his first ever album, Live and Acoustic, in honor of his 20th anniversary. Thursday, December 2nd, Lauren Daigle, the Behold Christmas Tour. Saturday, December 4th, Chicago, live in concert. Tuesday, December 7th through Sunday, December 12th at Deepak, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Wednesday through Sunday, December 15 through 19, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. Sunday, December 26th, The Hip Hop Nutcracker. And Tuesday through Sunday, December 28th through January 2nd, A Christmas Story, the musical. All right, check the schedules of some of the venues around the Triangle. The Clayton Center, Saturday, November 13th, Schoolhouse Rock Live. There's an afternoon performance at 4. Friday, November 19th, the Robert Cray Band. Friday, December 3rd, Robert Earl Keen. The Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex 2020-2022 Classical Music Concert Series. All shows held Sunday afternoons at 3. November 21st, Carolina Contemporary Composers presents A Song of Season, or A Season of Song. Got that backwards. New compositions for solo, piano, and voice featuring Annette Stowe, soprano. January 23rd, Oak City Brass presents Simple Pleasures. February 13th, Tressadig presents Voyages. And March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet with Marianne Brenneman, clarinet, performing Brahms Clarinet Quintet. Infinity Ballet Theater at Halle Cultural Arts Center, Friday through Sunday, December 3rd through the 5th, Dances of the Nutcracker. Curtain goes up at 8 on Friday and Saturday at 3 and Sunday at 1:30 and 3:30. Then Friday through Sunday, December 10th through the 12th, The Night Before Christmas Carol by Dr. Elliot Engel. Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday and Saturday, November 12 and 13, All Together Now, a global event celebrating local theater with the Town Players, a musical review featuring songs from such hits as Annie, Come From Away, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Fiddler on the Roof, Godspell, Guys and Dolls, Hairspray, Mamma Mia, Matilda, Waitress, and many more. Saturday, November 20th, it's Dina Carter, Nashville native. Carter didn't take a seemingly easy route to stardom, but chose to defy the conventional expectations of typical Nashville artist blueprint, taking the industry and fans by storm with her wildly successful multi-platinum international debut. Did I shave my legs for this? And then Saturday, December 11th, The Nutcracker, presented by Christie's Dance Explosion. Thursday, December 16th, Neuse River Big Band. And Saturday, December 18th, at Garner Performing Arts Center, An Unexpected Christmas, the stage play. Carytown Events, their Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Friday, November 12th, Emil Pandolfi presents Music of the Night with special guest vocalist Dana Russell. Friday, January 14th, No Fear and Blues Long Gone, Nina Simone featuring Yolanda Rabin. Friday, February 11th, Blue Jupiter. Sunday, March 20th, Time for Three. And Saturday, April 9th, Ian Sherwood. Then the Marvelous Music Family Series, Saturday, December 18th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. That's an 11 a.m. performance. Then Saturday, January 15th, African American Heroes and Sheroes, presented by Linda Gorham. Gorham brings to life the stories of the following African American heroes and sheroes whose actions and or experiences made a positive impact on our country, including Rosa Parks, Ruby Bridges, the Little Rock Nine, young Barack Obama, and young Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Again, a performance at 11 a.m. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, November 12th, comedian Andy Beningo. And then Thursday and Friday, December 11 and 12, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. All right, the very popular Holiday Express at Pullen Park has been canceled this year. The problem? Not enough people to run the event. The Parks Department cited a lack of staffing required to run the annual event. Raleigh Parks Director Oscar Carmona said the department requires 80 people to run the event with a combination of staff and volunteers. Another reason that's being pointed to for the lack of people is Great Resignation taking place across the nation. as people leave jobs and openings aren't filled. One reason? People want to be paid more. The Holiday Express takes over Pullen Park for multiple days each December with visits with Santa, the train and carousel rides, crafts, Christmas music, and much more. But once again, it will not occur in 2021. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now through Sunday, November 19th, it's Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. This is a North Carolina theater event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, November 10th, Noon Tunes featuring Noah Moses. Saturday, November 13th, Raleigh R&B Music Explosion at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, November 14th, Fidelio from the North Carolina Opera. The opera opens its season with a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, a shining story of freedom and love. Sunday, November 14th as well, Christine DiClario, Ostepater Virtur, featuring Evan Kraft and special guest Jared Emerson. Come experience songs from DiClario's album, All That Remains, as well as some of your favorites. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Sunday, November 18th through the 21st at Duke Energy Center, Unique Departures, Innovative Variations. This is from Carolina Ballet Memorial Auditorium. Thursday and Friday, November 19 and 20, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Also Thursday and Friday, November 19 and 20, Carolina Youth Ballet Nutcracker. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, November 26, a family holiday concert with the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 26, Holiday in Rapture 2, A Little Bit of Soul and Laughter. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday through Sunday, November 26 through the 28th, Champions of Magic, the Worldwide Wonders Tour. Friday, December 3rd, this is a Friday Favorites performance at noon. It's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Then that evening and the following, Friday and Saturday, December 3 and 4, Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. On Saturday, December 4th, Nutcracker with a Twist. This is a holiday performance presented by Dance Art Studio. This version is a spin on the classical ballet. The Nutcracker not only celebrates the traditional ballet, but also incorporates all styles of dance along with an entertaining quintet brass band and a cappella singers. This takes place at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, December 5th, Tamela Mann and Ernest Pugh, A Night of Healing Gospel Music, Memorial Auditorium. Tuesday, December 7th, North Carolina Master Chorale, Joy of the Season, Maymandy Concert Hall. Thursday through Sunday, December 9th through the 12th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol, a musical comedy adaptation of the Dickens classic. The show has been performed annually since 1974 and was named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. This event is usually a sellout. Friday and Saturday, December 10th and 11th, Holiday Pops from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, December 11th, Storybook Tales, presented by Raleigh Dance Theater, a delightful event for all ages featuring the Dancing Princess, based on the Grimm's fairy tale, The 12 Dancing Princesses and Fairy Doll, an old world ballet about a magical toy maker and her apprentice whose dolls come to life. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday and Monday, December 12 and 13, Raleigh Ringers Holiday Concert, and this is at Maymandy Concert Hall. December 17th through the 24th, Duke Energy Center, The Nutcracker, presented by Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, December 18th, Taylor Tomlinson, The Deal With It Tour. Wednesday, December 29th, Damon Escobar, musician, entrepreneur, philanthropist, humanitarian, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, December 31st and January 1st, Shen Yun Performing Arts, and this is at Memorial Auditorium. We turn our attention to the schedule at Carolina Theater. This is, of course, on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs are scheduled to start at 8 o'clock, unless otherwise noted. Okay, Thursday, November 11th, Together in Concert. This features Mary Chapin Carpenter, Mark Cohn, and Sean Colvin. Saturday, November 13th, Camera Thomas. Camera will perform original songs and covers that explore and illuminate the story telling in songs. Saturday and Sunday, November 13 and 14 at Carolina Theater, The Last Podcast on the Left. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again Tour. Thursday, November 18th, Ludici, The Wild Card Tour. Saturday, November 20th, Jax Films presents Yay Live Live, Yesterday I Ask You. Sunday, November 21st, Chris Thiele, MacArthur Fellow, and Grammy Award-winning mandolinist, singer, and songwriter. Tuesday, November 23rd, Jake Shimabukuro, Christmas in Hawaii, often referred to as the Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, Bruce Lee, and Michael Jordan of his craft. Thursday and Friday, December 2nd and 3rd, it's the Old Crow Medicine Show. The guys got their start, of course, busking on street corners in 1998 from New York State and up through Canada. Saturday, December 4th, Charles Petty, part of the Family Saturday series. This is a performance at 11 a.m. Saturday, December 4th, the Fab Four, the Ultimate Beatles Tribute. Sunday, December 5th, Chris Botti. Saturday, December 18th, Ronnie Ching, the Hope You Get Rich Tour. December 21st, which is a Tuesday, Drew and Ellie Holcomb's Neighborly Christmas. Thursday, December 23rd, Murray and Peter present A Drag Queen Christmas. And the Carolina schedule currently picks back up in January with Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. That's on January 5th. All righty, let's talk about the events going on at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Monday through Wednesday, November 8th through the 10th, Curtis Connor. All shows are currently sold out, but you never know. Check and see on the dates to determine if there are some tickets left. Thursday through Saturday, November 11th through the 13th, Jordan Rock, best known for his three seasons as Kevin on Judd Apatow's Netflix series Love. Friday and Saturday, November 12 and 13, Isabel Hagen. She began pursuing stand-up upon graduating from Juilliard in New York City. Sunday, November 14th, Mick Foley, Mick's Nice Day Tour. Rounding out the month of November, Jason Mewes, Reggie Conquest, and Billy Wayne Davis. All shows are 18+. All right. Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Friday through Sunday, November 12th through the 14th, it's Harland Williams, who is a comedian and actor. Friday through Sunday, November 19th through the 21st, Pete Lee. Pete was the first stand-up comedian to get a standing ovation on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Friday through Sunday, November 26th through the 28th, it's Godfrey. He's one of the hottest and most versatile comedians on the circuit today. Thursday, December 2nd, Raleigh Improv, Mike Young. Friday through Sunday, December 3rd through the 5th, it's Angela Johnson. Angela is a comedian and actress who Maxim magazine hailed as uproariously funny, and Time Out Chicago described her show as filled with almost nonstop laughter. Then on December 9th, which is a Thursday, Becky Robinson. Becky is an LGBTQ plus LA-based comedian, writer, actor, and voiceover star. The North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival returns to Booth Amphitheater for its fifth year. It starts November 19th. And runs through January 9th, featuring all new displays and, of course, some enhanced programming. The enhanced programming, by the way, includes a number of ticketing options. Any night tickets, Twilight Ticket Experience, which starts at 4:30 in the afternoon, VIP, or Very Important Panda Tours. There are date specific tickets, and there are also groups of 20 or more. And the North Carolina Lantern Festival also has lesson plans available through grades K through 5. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.